Sunday night, I'm sure my eyes blocked.
We were speaking about lights off in the shul. See, it's not so uncommon. If someone's just running out, it was abroad actually, and this happens. Shabbos in the shul, a few hundred people meant to come there, all the lights are off. So, this happened Friday night actually. So, there, the mice are there, they were saying that they got a glory tacky, we've worked the whole night to try and fix what happened. Interesting thing actually. That's a big shy of this. That's what we said last time, really. We're so posh at this when a person's got for Tzorich Mitzvah, a Mitzvah Derabim, is that a right for a person to get a goy to do such a thing? And I say, look, some people take on this mutter, and some people ask it. The Mishnah Berurah is Lashon, what we saw last time. The Mishnah Berurah says that for a Mitzvah Derabim, it seems to be also a Mitzvah Derabim. That's what it seems to be for the Mishnah Berurah. So that was what he said. I forgot actually one thing. So what we came out with, deraisas, where you're allowed to ask a goy for certain mitzvah, a deraisa was, case number one was an eruv that broke, the scalpel eruv. So you're asking a goy to do this deraisa. Obviously, if you can avoid the goy doing a deraisa, the goy can't do a deraisa, yeah? Obviously. If the goy can do a bow, let's say for example, to fix the eruv, then he shouldn't do it, this deraisa. The next case was Bismillah.
The fact that he can't do a bow, do we care what he does?
Look, he's working for you, he's your shliach. The question is, he's your shliach, the Maaseh. He's telling him rather not to do this raisa. We can tell him to do a bow, he does a thing, that's a different shliach. But ideally, you should tell him not to do this raisa for you. And then, the other case was Bismillah. Bismillah itself, for example, you can't do a Bismillah. What was the case there where the Bismillah can't be done? Yeah, Mishin Lamad Adam. This is from my note here, Mishin Ruhr. But on Issa Deraisa, you're allowed to ask the Goy. Shin Lamad Adam, Steve Bolt. That was the Ramal actually. The Ramal said this. Shin Lamad Adam, Steve Bolt. Now, we're Makel to ask the Goy. The Mahabha says you can ask him for an Issa Bolt. It's Poshat Shosha Shosha Mitzvah. The Ramal adds on, I and the Ael Sim Shin Zayn. Received Rav Weiss and the Shin Zayin there. The Mishnah Berurah spoke out with Mishnah Ramos going with the Shit and the Bala Itur. For Mitzvah Derais, or Mitzvah like Nila, you can even ask the Goy for Mitzvah Derais. I was trying to think what case was. Yes, and the Maaseh, he says you can ask the Goy to do an Issa Derais for you. If you need to, you can ask the Goy to do an Issa Derais for you in order to make the Bris Mina work ahead. So then, once you left the knife, let's say, for example, which is rather wherever you need to get it, you're allowed to ask the Goy to do it. I missed that one case actually last time, we didn't get a chance to speak about it. There's one other case where you could do an Issa Deraisa. It's a very interesting case, and that is, let's see if I can find it here, one more case of Tzorich Mitzvah. That's in Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. I don't know how common it is, this case. Read out the Ramah. So again, generally speaking, they're telling you, I'm going to ask for Mitzvah with Rabbon. I mean, you can ask to do an Issa Rabbon for you. You can't ask to do an Issa Deraisa. We've had a few exceptions. Eruv, Bris Mila, and now we're doing a third case. Shin Vav, Sif, Sif Yud Aleph. Very interesting case. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What's the Ramah say there? What's the legal buyer's place to store an Eretz Yisrael in the Shabbos? You'd have to buy a house from a goy on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah says, because you go to the courts, the Ramah says you can even let them write down for you the Eina Osram and Rabbon. That's a bit casual what Ramah means. Why is Kasim as Rabbon? Writing is not Rabbon. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here the Ramah's shitta is that some shitta hold that it's not a deraisa. That this general writing, not some assures, is not a deraisa. The nice Mishnah Berurah says everyone disagrees with this. Actually, you can't do this. But even so, the Mishnah Berurah finishes off that here's a special chiddush. Even though it's a deraisa, this writing down. Even though it's a deraisa, achay hitir v'kanoi the any hurim shum yishuv etz shol. A special hetzal yishuv etz shol. You want to get out. You want to get the goy out, and you need a yid to live in the house. So you're allowed to have it signed by a goyish court on Shabbos. So that's the other exception for asking a goy to do this deraisa. Otherwise, it's tak as tak. Not much other cases you can ask a goy to do this deraisa if you don't understand. You've got other reasons, but let's say you could do it with derech hetzal, it's an deraisa. Otherwise, you've got a problem, tak, yeah? Okay, let's move on to today. Another interesting topic about, can you ask a goy to tear toilet paper? This is a very interesting shiloh here. So what's a shiloh? Start from the beginning. There's a malacha of kareah on Shabbos. I mean, the person mustn't tear an item on Shabbos. The isthmian arterial tearing is where a person tears and it's constructive. It's beneficial. If it's not beneficial, then you just tear a piece of paper, for example, and it's thrown on. Destructive tearing is ostomy grabon. The isthmocarya, what does it apply to? What sort of material does it apply to? Any type of soft material, semi-soft material like cloth, leather, paper, foil, all those could be an issa of karea. Someone tears a half, if someone breaks a piece of wood in half, that's not karea actually. It has to be a soft, pliable item in order to be over the issa of karea. Moshe, keep this thing, that's what we're going to speak about. It's one sort of good question. Can you tear it on Shabbos?
It's constructive if you want to.
Yeah. So here the chora is a very serious shadow here, yeah? Because here, when a person tears toilet paper, it's constructive tearing. It's a beneficial tearing. So here's a shadow of Raisa. It's a positive benefit, this tearing. It's not like what we see. I might because that one, let's go before we come to that, let's just go slowly through it. So Chazal allow, especially that's over here, now that is that Chazal allow a person to tear something, derech kilkul, destructively, if it's for food purposes or very other important purposes. Now, let's talk about food purposes first. Well, the question of the case is, a person's got, something sealed in a bag, and he wants to open it on Shabbos. It's sealed tight, he can't open it, sell it around. You'll have to rip the bag, even though that's Korea. That is tearing, you destroyed the bag. The bag is a soft material.
Well, a plaster, we're not going
to do. What?
A plaster has a little plastic.
Yeah, so that's another good example. Oh, someone's got a tear on his hand, the muscle, and he wants to open up a plaster, so he's got, Avon's got through the first part, but he's got now a serious problem on the next one. So he's come along, someone's got a cut in his finger, so he opens up the plaster covering. It's got a little, like a little paper around the plaster. Can you rip that? Is that a problem? No, he's talking about the first thing, the paper. The paper is quite right, you can rip it, it's destructive, but now you've got a serious problem, my friends. Taking off the tabs is very constructive. That's much worse. The tearing is stuck on, so it's sticky. You've got white plastic paper stuck onto the plaster. You pull that apart. That is tearing. Tearing doesn't mean you rip it in half. Tearing means you're separating something which is stuck together. So what are you saying? Is that a good point? What are you saying?
It's not tearing. They said it's not tearing.
Why not tearing?
What? It's designed not tearing.
What? Why is it not tearing?
It's not.
Because it's sticky. Can I stand here? I'm sorry. Hold it. One minute. Can you see over here? Nice, it's not really a good example. This is sticky, yeah? Is this called sticky? Is this tofa? Really, because it's only to come along, not a problem. If it's made to stick, that is sticky. Sticky.
Over a wood, yes.
What?
Over a wood.
That's a shadow of moist and coat. What about tofa? This is open to come off. That's not tofa. Someone sticks something down. That's called tofa. Tofa doesn't have to be tofa and under his career. Someone takes something with blue tack and sticks it onto the wall. That is tofa. I'm not sure we do tofa on a hard surface. That could be. But I said, what's to do is maybe
it's a bit.
That's alright, because it's a temporary thing. That's no problem. Tofa is a temporary thing, it's no problem. But if someone sticks something down for a while, that is tofa. These band-aids, these plasters, which have got this white sticky thing on it, to put it apart is Korea. Korea. You said something, you said a good thing before. You said the nice shiny isn't the rice that tear it.
It's constructive,
but it's not made to be a loylong. It's not made there to be for always. It's meant to be for a certain amount of time. It's not a long time, it's not permanent. So many possible things are going to drop on. So for a chole taking off, just 1 minute before we carry on, let me tell you what other issa might be involved in taking off this tab. It's a bit of a chab. What other issa might be involved in taking off this tab? Very good, chab. You've heard this before. Makar Patish. You're now making it better. You have to know if that's right. Yes, no. The Maaser, many poskim allow it to take it off with a shinui. So the best is to take it off either with your teeth or in a funny way. What must you be careful about when you put a plaster on a body's side? Oh, very good, very good. You must be careful. People are listening to this show, I can see. Oh, it's from someone else. I'm not sure. But you have to be careful when you put the plaster on, that if you put the plaster on round itself, that plaster is going to stick on itself. That is tofa. So you've been total for more than one day. Normally a plaster stays on for a bit of time. It shouldn't do. So what's the eitzah? That's the hard one. Now what's the eitzah?
On a twist.
Shh. Very good. Put the plaster on a twist. Do it spirally. So it sticks on your hand. Why has it got tofu on your hand? Good, that's hard. Hard surface. It's not plaster, it's not called tofu. So that's the way to put a plaster on. So that is the halacha. Constructive tearing is very problematic. If it's meant to be that for a long, long time and you tear it, someone takes a beged, lamosh, that's what was the malacha in the Mishnah of Korea. The malacha in the Mishnah of Korea was he had a little hole in his beged. In order to fix it up, they used to have to enlarge the hole and then sew round where the stitching was. That tearing was beneficial because you wanted to get the seams right. So you tore it to make it more. It's not meant to be torn, it's meant to be permanent, I think. It's meant to be permanent. You tear it, it's a beneficial tearing. That is a malacha b'raisa of Korea. When you've got a bag which has got food in it, generally speaking, most food items are not, even though they're sealed, they're not meant to be sealed permanently. So to open it is l'chora and issa drabon.
Same thing with the pasta, it's not meant to be sealed permanently.
Yes, so it's an issa drabon. Quite right. It's an issa drabon. What was she? Because it's not meant to be permanent. It's not meant to be a permanent thing. It's meant to be a temporary sticking. So all these food packages, right, the nappies and all these plasters, are not meant to be permanent. So it's an Israfon to take off. I must say, some people are matting these plasters. I can't remember what the story is. There are some people are matting to take plasters off. They say it's, I can't remember what the story is. They say it's only a very temporary thing. The person who puts it on in the shop only does it till you get it. It's meant to be very, very temporary. And I'm not sure what that means. But I say it's as well. But the best way of doing it, you do it with a shinny, you've got no problem. Now, come back over here. So tearing you're allowed to do beneficial. When a person tears toilet paper, that's much worse, yeah? Sorry, so I'm going to put toilet paper. You could tear anything for food purposes, beneficial. The marshal, I don't know what, let's say you've got your packets of crisps and things like that you can tear. The marshal, someone's got cutlery or plastic cups in cellophane, you can rip that destructively. That's almost.
Tear the
words, is it? Oh, quite right, but be careful not to tear pictures and not to tear words. Obviously, when you tear words, then you've got a problem of moichak, if you make a hole in it, you tear the letters. But about that, you're allowed to tear. So tearing for food purposes is mutter. Who I didn't, but Sorek had cook, which is very important. The wash of tissues. Someone realizes on Shabbos he's got no tissues. So what he could do is open the tissue box by the perforated hole. Can you do that, Rabbi Isai?
No.
Why not? That's constructive. That's mummy's constructive. You're making a nice, neat hole. Besides the side, maybe I could make the hole Pesach, yeah, besides that. So to make a nice hole where the perforation is, that's the serious problem. But to rip the box, the Moshe, so you take a knife and you make an L shape, so the box is useless, all the tissues will fall out, actually. So you have to put the tissues in the bag, sorry. But a mice, you've done a destructive tearing, that is mutter to do.
You have to get the
tissues out. What?
You have to take tissues out of the box.
I'm not sure if you do. If you make an L shape in a box, that box is useless. Now you keep it in there to convenient, it's useless, that box. You can't call it a cane.
Well, you can't store it besides.
No, that's the problem. The side is the problem. That's like it's constructive. Someone is just asking, can you open the side of a tissue box?
But the tissue box can
open the side.
No, that's not terrible. Like this, if you open the side over here, there's a proper hole, a beneficial hole. Even both ends are constructive. It's a proper theory. You slide out, it still holds the inside. It's not ideal, it's not constructive.
So you're saying open the side, put the top.
I'm saying make an L shape, go here and rip it down here. So this box is useless.
It's good. It's still kept in. Nice.
Actually, rip it down the other side as well. Rip it down the other side. It's not you holding, you can't hold it. That is mutter for what do you call it? For Shabbos. Sorekhaku is mutter. Who I didn't actually for a mitzvah. That means, let's say, for example, someone's got a shofar stuck in a bag, which is double knotted. What was he? He's got a shofar stuck in a bag, which is double knotted. For Tzorech Mitzvah, one's allowed to do Kriya Shel Kilkel. Now, quite right what you said. When it comes to toilet paper on Shabbos, the person's in the place of Kisei, and he realizes he's got no toilet paper. The only toilet paper he's got is on a roll.
Why don't
we ask you? Oh, well, too quick, wait, too quick, 1 minute. Wait. Do you hear? So he's in the base of his head. So let's start with that way. So in the base of his head, that's a serious problem. Let's start with four. What?
Practically, it doesn't make.
Any time in the toilet, you have a problem. Even in the airport, you have a problem. Yeah, he's right. In the toilet, explain it itself. Right, so let's start before the toilet. Someone's going to go in the toilet. He's just about to go in the toilet. Oh, you're about to say this. I've got all the rolls of toilet paper. There's a nice big bag of toilet paper rolls, all sealed up. And he's got no tissue paper in the house. What to do?
Tearing on the perforated nose.
Oh, right. So, first of all, you've got to get into the toilet paper. So, you've got all the rolls in a bag of this. What's it called? These bags. They're bags. I've seen in nine. They get nine rolls of toilet paper in a bag. So, that bag is a problem. Can you open it normally in that bag?
No.
Why not?
It's a
turbo. That's called oil. That's called soil. I've got it's not worth the tissues. It's tissue.
Turbo.
That's called a soil. I've got. You're allowed to tear open tissues and serviettes and tissues, toilet paper.
That these rolls on the set anyway, so you don't need them.
Very good, very good. Fine. Yeah, so I've mocked them. It's common abrius, of course. Brush my head for common abrius when it comes to it. So before we come to common abrius, I said, you can't open the what's it called, that plastic. The plastic that seals completely is a problem of, what's the name? It's a problem of Piraeus. You have to rip it. Rip it about useless. Now, what's the name of Romy? Romy said, well, what about the toilet paper? Can you tear the toilet paper? Can you tear the toilet paper on Shabbos?
Yes, not a perforated nose.
Excuse me. Is that called a tickle when you tear toilet paper?
Yes, of course.
Is that constructive or destructive? Even if you don't tear a perforated line, it's constructive. You made a very cut toilet paper. Now, before, you couldn't use it. It's on a big roll. Now you cut it. What's the hell it when it's on a perforated line or not a perforated line? At the end of the day, I want to bring you an example of this toilet paper. It makes no hell when you cut it. At the end of the day, you've made a beneficial tearing. Very good. So now shows what you can do. So if you can get a goy to tear it for you, that's the best thing. Outside the toilet. So now you can get a goy outside the toilet. The best thing to do is to get a goy that's covered up rias, that's mutter, that's mutter shalotta. That is interesting what it is, because first of all, I must say the Oroch Shabbos says that you are not. They always ask you. The Oroch Shabbos says that you should ask the goy to do it with a shimmy.
Why
can't he tear it for the goy?
Deraisa.
Here, to tear the toilet paper is an Issa Deraisa. So you can't ask the goy pastor to do an Issa Deraisa for you. You can't. So it's better, I don't know if this goy is going to help you at all, the best is to ask the goy. He's going to think you're sugar.
The goy is not constructive.
He's doing for you. He can't do for you. So one, ideally, the Oroch HaShabbos, the raised to what Oroch HaShabbos says, ideally, the Oroch HaShabbos says, the best thing to do is ask the goy to tell the toilet paper for in a shiddur. Whether he's going to do it for you, I don't know. If he doesn't do it for you, that's not your problem. Right now. What? But even if you ask for a remnant, he's doing an Issa Deraisa for you. The tearing passes an Issa Deraisa. What's the shuk? What?
You can use a toilet paper, but it's immersive.
You can't use it. How can you use a toilet paper?
You
can. How? Not many people would do that, I must tell you. It's an answer, it's not ideal. Many people wouldn't use it. A lot of things you could do, that's not cool. That's not cool doing it. So that's cool doing it. So the Oroch HaShabbos, the first thing one should do is to ask the goy if he can tear it with a shimmy. It's a chiddush, actually. I'm not saying it's a chiddush. Rabbi Falk, actually, he's got a riot. I've got a problem. So that's a riot for covered up meals. You're allowed to ask the goy to do something. The shaila is, which we haven't got much time to finish off now with, the shaila is for an Issa. Can a goy do an Issa deraisa because of covered up meals? I mean, let's say you can't ask him to tear it, he's not going to do it for you. Can you ask him to tear it normally? What's the shayla? The shayla is covered up rears here, obviously, right? The shayla is covered up rears. The person's got no toilet paper, he's stuck. Obviously, again, if
the goy...
That's for rubbing. That's a hot solution for rubbing. Obviously, if the goy can go to your next door neighbour to get toilet paper, then that's an istrabono, that's much better, obviously. That comes the first choice. We're talking about at least desperate to go to the toilet, can't wait for him to go to his neighbour. So the goy, ideally with a shinui, if the goy can't do it with a shinui, he's not going to do it with a shinui, then some postulant maker that will mock and covered habriyas, because it's very embarrassing, present stuck tucker, then a person can ask the goy straight out to tear it in the normal way. I mean, it's better, Mr. Tomlin, not to tell the perforated line. When he tells the perforated line, he's doing another melacha machatik, maybe. So it's better if he can tear it not on the perforated lines. But that's the question. So ideally, the best thing is to have a toilet paper cut before Shabbos. That's ideal number one.
That's good.
If you come to a raw, that's ideal number one. If you didn't have the toilet paper cut before Shabbos, then next option is to ask a goy to cut it. The Shabbos says one should ask him the derech shilui. If that's not possible, then you can ask the goy, or to any possible, you can ask the goy to cut it, and ideally not appropriate like for the korban priest. If a person is finished off this, if a person is stuck in the toilet itself, like you said, you can't ask the goy, then a person is very stuck. So either you do what Simcha says, which is not very practical in many people's houses, is the person wipes himself and then he lets the toilet paper hold in the toilet, flushes the chain, the toilet paper will cut, and the rest of the toilet paper is right. In many people's houses, that's not a very practical solution to do. It's not very practical. So many possibly say in such a case, one should tear the toilet paper with a shinui, with your elbows or with your foot, and then use the toilet paper as is.